on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. We'd like to thank our sponsors out there, y'all that keep us going, the community of Redding and Shasta County. You can call in here, and our number is 530-605-4567 anytime you want during the show. Also, you can go to KCNR1460.com and get into the chat room there, and we're streaming worldwide. Today is October 5th, 2013, and you're listening to 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. And in the studio here, I have my sister.
Good morning.
And our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great gal, Savannah.
Hey, thank you.
You betcha. And then we also have Lon Curry, and we'll be having Mark Barrett on with us. How are you doing this morning, Lon?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you this morning?
Good, good, good. Mark will be calling in at a little, in a little bit, but let's get all of our news out of the way and our, you know, get all the housekeeping done here. First quote, meaning is what creates energy, Tony Robbins. I also want to see what the veterans events are.
All right. Well, we have a couple things coming on October 25th. First of all, we have the stand down, and that will start October 25th, and I believe it runs to the 28th, and that will be out at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Also on the 25th, we have the grand opening for the Veterans Home at 10 a.m. So go out there and check it out and help support it.
Very good, very good. I also want to make it, tell everybody out there, you need to call Governor Brown to veto these gun bills. His number is 916-445-2841. And, you know, call him up, be respectful, but let him know he needs to veto these gun bills that are on the table. This is ridiculous. So.
Because if he doesn't veto them, they go through and once again, we're in trouble.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You'll be, everybody gets to be a criminal that owns a gun in California. Yay.
Yep.
So Redding Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship. You can go to the website at 24hourpatriot.com. And I'm not sure who's there this Monday.
I'm not sure on Monday, but we want to get a plug in for Chris Ann Hall that's coming on October 13th.
Very good.
Noon to 5, roughly at the Senior Citizen Hall, 2290 Benton Drive.
Noon to 5 with Ruffage.
If you pre-purchase your tickets, it's $4 at the door, will be 5.
Again, phone number for Governor Brown, 916-445-2841, and his fax number is 916-558-3160. So.
Okay, I have an update. Monday will be Patrick Jones at the Reading Tea Party.
Very good, very good. Okay, let's see some of the stories I wanted to get out of here. You know, there's so much going on. But here's actually a pretty good one. This is in the state of California. This is from the 10th Amendment Center at the 10thAmendmentCenter.com. New California law rejects NDAA indefinite detention. That's a good one. Assembly Bill 351, commonly called the California Liberty Preservation Act, has been signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown, making it a statewide policy to refuse compliance with federal attempts to enforce indefinite detention, made famous by the NDAA Authorization Act of 2012. What began as a marginal issue with little legislative support has unified Californians of all persuasions and brought attention to the proper role of the people and their states to play in the constitutional republic. So that's good news. And so we actually have something good that has come into being in the state of California. You know, there's a lot of specious arguments about the Supremacy Clause in the U.S. Constitution does not apply. It has absolutely, you know, in law, there's absolutely zero dispute about the fact that the government, the federal government, cannot commandeer the states to carry out its law. None. The Supreme Court has affirmed this multiple times. You can look into the 1992 case, New York versus the United States, if you need to do some light reading in the evening. So.
There you go.
What else have we got here? Let's see. I've got, let me see. I had a couple of Monsanto claims. There's one here about Monsanto.
About Oregon. They went ahead and voted that in. They're going to allow Monsanto in Oregon.
Yeah, the Monsanto protection law in Oregon, you know, it's like, yeah, so you can't fight Monsanto in Oregon, evidently, for... Yeah, I know. It's like,
so
really?
They need to get their food someplace else besides in Oregon.
Yeah, that's going to have a really good effect on the economy.
Yeah.
So let's see. What else have we got here? Treasury takes final measures to avoid debt limit breach. It's from USA Today. You know, Jack Lew saying that, he's now done everything he can do to avoid the borrowing money to keep the 16.7 trillion dollar ceiling. And, you know, this is all a bunch of garbage anyway.
Be careful.
Yeah, you know, they're going to raise the debt ceiling in the end of the day here. And, you know, then they're going to print money to cover their spending. And then we're going to see that inflation by theft of your dollars and inflation, your buying power.
And then wasn't it Nancy Pelosi that said something like, just go ahead and raise the debt ceiling and then we'll negotiate on Obamacare, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know how that works.
Well, you know? It's a one-way street in Washington right now. You know, and the media is complicit. It's always the Republicans against the Democrats, and the Democrats are always right. And if you don't agree with the Democrats, then you hate little kids, and you want everybody homeless and hungry, which is where we're headed because that.
Yeah, it's not going to matter. We're all going to be homeless and hungry
That's the problem with the socialist agenda is that sooner or later. Later, everybody's poor except the government, and they're in charge of everything. And, you know, we're getting there. So let's see. Oath Keepers is instructing its 30,000 members nationwide to form up special teams and sub-teams in each of the Oath Keepers chapters at the town and county level, modeled loosely after the Special Forces A-Team Operational Detachment, a model, and for a similar purpose, to be both a potential operational unit for community security and support during crisis. So that's something that we might want to, get involved in out there. The Oath Keepers are a bunch of good guys that are trying to protect our rights. Let's see. This is one I still have from last week, but, Obama, raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. That's the dumbest thing I've heard since the last city council meeting.
I was going to say. Which we'll be getting into here shortly.
One of our esteemed council members made the statement this last week about we're going to go over this in the next segment with the state of Jefferson, is that she didn't want to be in a state where there wasn't a major league ball team. Let's see. So if North Korea gets a ball team, then you won't mind living there?
Yeah.
<It's> like, yeah, that's
no,
a, that's
no
a,
priorities there, you yeah. know. So much for our liberties and freedom, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, really? I mean, I can't even believe that's so raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. It's as dumb as saying that I don't care if I live in a communist state as long as you got a major league ball team.
Yeah. You can't make it up.
Yeah,
you can't make this stuff up.
You can't make this stuff up. So let's see.
I don't know if Lon's going to be able to talk here. He's chuckling over here too much.
Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. I think we're about ready to go to a break here.
And then we'll come back with our guest, Mark Baird.
And Lon Curry.
Yeah. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
The devil went down to Washington. He was looking for a throne to steal. He wanted to bind his frame of mind to America's New Deal. When he came upon this patriot on the guitar playing it hot, Obama jumped up a political stump and said, Joe, I'll tell you what. I'll bet you hadn't heard that I'm a guitar player too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play a pretty good guitar, boy, but give Obama his due. I'll bet the nation's soul whose throne I stole, I'm a better player than you. Joe said, my name's not Boy Man, and I'm ready to rebel. But I'll take your bet and your veiled threat if it'll break your evil spell. Joe, grab your Stratocaster and play your fingers hard, 'cause hell's broke loose in D.C. and Obama holds the cards. And if he wins the minds of men, the damage is untold. But if you win, the devil could be unthroned.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we welcome Dr. Jill Vecchio, a Colorado radiologist and talk show host who has actually read the entire Obamacare law. She's developed and recorded an educational YouTube series reviewing Obamacare, including judicial, constitutional issues, and ideas for real health care reform. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
That's just a gigolo, David Lee Roth, and let's talk about city council.
Well,
I'd like to introduce our guest here. We got Lon Curry, and I think we've got Mark Barrett on the phone.
I do believe.
Are you there, Mark?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, where should we start?
There's so much to cover here.
Yeah, we wanted to, I just can't help. We went to the last city council meeting. It was voted down 3-2 on the state of Jefferson, you know, with Sullivan, MacArthur, and Bassetti voting it down with eloquent speeches both by Cad and Jones. And it seems like Mr. Bassetti agreed with everything they said except that he didn't want to vote for it, which means it tells me he really has no principles. And then the other thing, but the shocking statement that came out of Francis Sullivan's mouth was, I don't want to live in a state without a major league ball team.
She actually said that, really?
Yes.
Yeah, you can go to the archives.
That's pretty much word for word on that one.
Yeah, I don't want to live in a state without a major league ball team. What are your thoughts, Mark?
Well, I mean, there are a couple of typical arguments to this, and the first one is just as silly, really. The first one is, well, we can't do that because it'd be really, really hard. And the second one is, well, we can't do that because what would we do without the welfare money that California gives us every year? And so I've heard other things that are equally as ridiculous as the ball team argument. I'll have to log that one, though.
Yeah. Gee, if we weren't receiving all of this money that controlled us, we might have to actually go to work and start industry and maybe get back on the board and producing stuff so that our economy improves.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that would be just terrible, wouldn't it?
Well, it would. And when you think of if we had a favorable business climate, a favorable regulatory climate, because California's been ranked the worst state in which to do business in the entire country. If we change that dynamic alone, we'd have more jobs than people to do them because every company bailing out of California with reckless abandon would just go in the U-Haul and drive 2 hours up the road and settle in the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, but we're in recovery, remember?
I look for it every day.
Yeah, you know, another thing that was said in that particular thing, and I want to get in on this with Bassetti, is he said, well, you know, you guys are looking for some utopian deregulation thing. No, we're not. We're looking for you to get off, you know, the state of California to get off our back so we can actually go to work. And, you know, he's trying to compare this, and I know what he's going after was the drone. Oh, because the Tea Party didn't want to have the drone manufacturing going in out here. Now, if you can't see the difference between producing, you know, having timber and mining and manufacturing with producing drones that are, you know, used to kill people, and you know, as and correlate those in the same sentence, and I'm sure that's what he was going after. You know, he's saying we would have voted down the business, and that's the only thing recently that has happened that way. No, of course we're for industry. It's ridiculous. But you know, to say that, compare that with a drone thing, it's unbelievable.
Well, I've got one even better than that. There was an editorial in the Reading Searchlight where the writer compared the state of Jefferson to fixing a sewer pipe in Mount Shasta. He said that because they got a big grant and they were able to fix the potty plant in Mount Shasta, that Crystal Geyser Water can now open, and that's 20 jobs. And those are all good things. Don't get me wrong. We love that. But he said, now, that's the real work in statehood is getting the sewer pipes fixed. It's not glamorous, but it's better than having your own state. And I just thought to myself, well, so if we had our own state, we wouldn't be allowed to fix up the water treatment plants, and we wouldn't be able to attract new business. And, you know, what they do is they try to co-opt the conversation. For example, let's take the drone deal. In the state of Jefferson, the county would have the lion's share of the power, and the state would do what states do, which is liaise with the feds and be the liaison between each county. So the county would be free to vote it down or have the drones or not have the drones, whatever the people of that county wanted. That wouldn't change anything. But I think that some of these guys, because it would be a drastic change in the way we would all live for a few years, they're really, really afraid. And that's what this boils down to. It's fear of the unknown, and it's nothing concrete.
Yeah, I agree. You got anything to add to that, Mark?
Yeah, it's also ignorance. They just don't understand the facts. They don't understand how the operation would work. How do you withdraw from California without going broke and then having to spend 2 or 3 years trying to rebuild? We don't depend on California for 80% of what we do right now anyway, and they have their foot on our necks for the other 20%. So it really just, all they need to do is educate themselves and they would understand and the fears would go away. When we read the newspaper articles and the comments to the editors, all of that stuff, just like you said, Mark, it stems from fear of the unknown. If they understood, if we put our message out there better, maybe we could turn some of those folks around and get them on our side.
Well, you know, I don't know about the Siskiyou Daily News, but, you know, we need to rename the wretched fleshlight around here Pravda, because they don't report anything except a one-way street down a Marxist socialist state. They love, I mean, they should pick Marx as their man of the year, you know. That's about how much news we get here. I hate to sound like I'm a little bit angry today, but you know, I kind of am at this point. I'm getting kind of tired of these guys, you know, and I'm working hard to get rid of them at this point. What do you think there, Mark?
Well, I mean, Lon's right about one thing. If we were better at at crafting our message, if we were better at spreading our message, then we could probably do away with a lot of these a lot of this opposition. So this is really a failure on our part to adequately convey the message, because when you tell people what this is really about, I just quite frankly at the end of the conversation have only I rarely run into anybody that's opposed to this. Our supervisor that voted against it, he wasn't opposed to it. He just made the statement that, well, I took an oath and I don't like the way California works and I don't like the process and I don't like very much about it, but I took an oath so I'm going to stick with it anyway. But he wasn't opposed to the state of Jefferson. He just personally couldn't get on board. And he did nothing to hamper the effort. In fact, he was pretty polite. He stepped out of the way, allowed everybody else to vote, and that was the end of it. But he didn't even really have anything to say that was against the idea. And there again, in MODOC, there was a supervisor that chose not to attend the meeting, which was pretty professional and pretty polite. Perhaps he couldn't support it. Maybe he wasn't totally against it, but he decided just, look, I'm just going to stay out of the way and let the people's voice be heard. So what we need to do is we need to craft this message more carefully, and this is a failure on our part, and we're working at this constantly to be able to convey this truthfully and honestly so that the arguments are aired and everyone has the opportunity to see what this could really mean in changing our lives.
You know, it's not going to be utopia. It's going to be a lot of work. And, you know, I think my anger was kind of channeled at the fact there was not one voice at that city council meeting in opposition. Not one. So what that tells you, the city council could have made a lot of friends really quickly at that point by just saying, we support you. There was no money being asked for. They weren't asked to change any laws. They weren't asked to do nothing.
They had no skin in the game.
They had no skin in the game other than to say, we think that, you know, if that's what you people want to do is go after that, well, then we'll support you. But no, their elitist attitude, the guys that voted against us, was, we are smarter than you.
Well, why don't we look at this at its very base then? Because how many people are in the city of Reading? 150, 200,000?
I have no idea, really.
Shortly less than that. Yeah, about 175,000 right now, I believe.
Okay, so what we're looking at is about 25,000 people per representative. So each city council person represents roughly 25,000 people. Now, if there were 10 city council people, then perhaps that vote would have gone differently, because there would be a bigger chance that they would have to look their constituents in the eye at the grocery store. I mean, when we go to Walmart, it's likely that you're going to see a county supervisor in there. When you're driving down the road or walking to the courthouse to mail your property taxes, it's likely you can stop a county supervisor and Siskiyou on the road and say, hey, what the heck are you doing voting for this or that? So perhaps what we need to do is address the representation issue, and that's another thing that the state of Jefferson would cure, because we would have representation that would have to look those constituents in the eye on a daily basis, and people who would perhaps have to answer the phone themselves. And we don't have that right now. It's very easy as a representative in California to be anonymous to your constituents, and that's one thing we want to address with the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, I'd like to go see what the procedures for recalling city councilmen elections are. I'd be interested to see if anybody knows how that works or find out. I think we've got somebody on the phone.
I think we do. Is the caller there?
Yep, I'm here.
Terry.
Linda?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark, this is Terry.
How you doing, Terry?
Hey, we figured
I'm doing
that.
Well. I want to clear up something. On the city council, there were two votes that were for us.
Correct.
Patrick Jones did get a standing ovation, 300 people, and as Mark said, there was no one at that city council meeting that was against this particular issue, okay? The other thing is that on Monday night at 6 o'clock at Destiny Fellowship Church, Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd will be speaking on the state of Jefferson. And Mark Baird, thank you very much for calling in. It's been great. I agree 1,000,000% with you. You're right on when it's us trying to make the message come through clearer. When you have answers from people on a city council, one about not wanting to lose a Major League Baseball team, and the other one, the mayor, which was surprising, who agreed with everything we said, then turned around and said he just thought it was too hard for us to do it. Again, Mark, you made that point at the beginning. Well said, and I don't think that Mayor Bassetti, I think he had made up his mind well beforehand. I think that he just basically is the type of person that, he's just, he has nothing to lose. He doesn't have a dog in the hunt anymore, and from what I understand, he's not even running again. So I just want to say that 300 people, Everybody positive about it. A lot of young people getting engaged. Two more counties calling in wanting to start up a committee of their own. So let's get rid of the anger issue and let's start just moving ahead. Anyway, that's my two cents.
Yeah, I'll try to calm down here.
Thanks.
I guess we're going to go to a break with that. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby. Don't ever look back. Got the world around us just fall apart. Maybe we can make it if we're heart to heart.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dale McClintock is back at Athens Auto Repair.
Is your auto in need of a tune-up, repairs, or maintenance? Call Gentry at Athens Auto Repair at 243-8595. Dale is back as the new owner. Quality, honesty, and great customer service. Go to 2301 Athens Avenue or call Gentry at 243-8595. They can help you with all your automotive needs. That's 243-8595. That's Athens Auto Repair. That's 243-8595. Dale is back.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire. We're back, and we're talking all things Jefferson.
Yeah.
I promise I'll go to anger management.
Yeah, sure you will.
So, what we need to do is talk about how do we educate more people
there you go.
On the subject of the state of Jefferson so they get the facts and not the spin that we seem to be getting from different media sources.
Yeah, Mark, I'll tell you how I think we can do it. One of the ways, you know, we have several people out there trying to get petitions signed. If we get more volunteers to get more petitions out there and get more people to sign, that generates conversation. And conversation, of course, is going to educate those who are uneducated at the moment. In 1 week, we managed to come in with, I think, 1,262 signatures on our petitions. So
wow.
I think more of that is in line. I think if we had more people step forward and say, I'd like to get some petitions signed for you, and we educate those people who are coming in contact with the public out there, that's going to do a lot to spread our message.
You know, well, I think absolutely right about that.
Yeah, I can, you know, I see this as a no-lose situation. No matter what, we're educating people on the issues, and you know, long-term, you know, that's what's going to make this a success.
I think that's absolutely right. And another thing we need to do is we need to really provide some information, some of the bullet points to the people getting signatures, because, you know, it's really interesting. And just to go back to this lack of representation thing, and this usually, when I say this to people, I said it to a supervisor over on the coast the other day, and he was dumbstruck. In California, every state assemblyman represents just over 455,000 people, and every state senator represents about 950,000 people. So let's say that each person in that district only called their representative once a year, just once a year. And that would be a 5-day week, 52 weeks a year, no holidays, no vacations, no legislative recesses. That guy would answer the phone 9,800 and something times a day, and he'd be able to spend a little less than 3 seconds with each caller. And that's a lack of representation, and quite frankly, that's the primary reason to form a state of Jefferson, is the absolute lack of representation. And remember, Article 4, Section 4 says we're entitled to a representative form of government.
Yeah, we're guaranteed a Republican form of government under both state and federal constitutions, and we don't have that in the state of California anymore up here.
Absolutely not. We have no voice whatsoever in the legislature. And that's the primary thing we need to address, because if we could address that one thing in the formation of the state of Jefferson, our lives would dramatically change and change for the better.
I agree. What about the, somebody want to talk about the state of Jefferson website? What's the address and what's all on there?
Yeah, Mark, that's yours.
Okay. it is jeffersondeclaration.net. And we have action plans for people who want to help and volunteer, like Lon says. And those action plans have speaking points in them so that you can educate yourself. And we really need people to give out the correct information. For one thing, a lot of the journalists love the word secession, I think, because they can look it up and spell it, and it looks really cool in print. But this isn't a secession. This is an Article 4 state split, is what it's typically referred to, or a withdrawal, as we like to call it. And we, if we didn't learn anything in 1864, we must have learned that secession won't work, and it's illegal. So we want to avoid that kind of rhetoric, because it scares people.
Well, and we want... I was just going to say, they just use that to paint, that's their way of painting everybody as a nut. You know, that, and that's what they want to do. They want to paint anybody who...
It's just the name calling.
It's a name calling thing again, you know, so that anybody who has any realistic, viewpoint, any valid, arguments, you know, they can just deem you as being a nut job.
Interestingly enough, Mark, I called a reporter on that, and his comment back to me was, well, what's in a word? This from a reporter. What's in a word? I mean, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword sort of thing. And they're just beating this word secession to death. Every time we see it, we try to correct them. They ignore us. So I'm not sure how we're going to overcome that one, but I think it's really, really important that we get our point across. This is not an adversarial position. We're trying to establish a win-win.
We are. And another thing we need to do is we need to get our friends and our family and all of the people interested in this, because we all have friends, relatives, former coworkers, school alumni that live in Southern California. We need to contact those people. They know us. You know, they're part of our families or our circle of influence, if you will. And we need to ask them to help us. And the way they can help us is by asking their legislators to become aware of this and become educated and be prepared to vote to allow us to leave.
Yeah, I'm looking at your website right now, and you know, whenever possible, we must make this a bipartisan issue. Moderate Democrats should want the same thing as we do. I noticed that Jim Reed was actually for the state of Jefferson as well. He ran for for congressman, or was it congressman or state senator this last time? I think it was congressman.
Congressman.
Yeah, well, he's for it. So, I mean, there's obviously some Democrats out there that believe that this would be a good thing as well, because they're not getting any of their rights upheld up here in the North State either, I would think.
Well, no one's represented here, and that is the point. I mean, we go through, say, an hour and a half presentation in Oroville. We had about an hour and a half or two-hour presentation there. I never mentioned the word party one time, because this is apolitical in a sense. This is about the people gaining voice, and it has nothing to do with what party you're in.
Yeah, so it's not about Republicans or Democrats. And I think that's getting to be a tired old argument. I mean, the one thing that Obama actually brought everybody together on was the Syria thing. And I think we need to see more of that, because these should be freedom issues. These should be representation issues, not Democrat, Republican issues. But the powers that be like to keep that thing going. They want that little war stirred up, yeah. Because it's easier to control the war if you've got two sides as opposed to us against them.
Well, there was a McClatchy guy from the Sacramento Bee that spent a couple hours with me 2 days ago, and he sat there for 2 hours, and we were just talking about this. And I'm pretty sure he had fairly liberal opinions just based on our conversation. But when we were finished, I asked him a question. I said, well, have you noticed something? He said, what's that? And I said, I've never mentioned the word Democrat or Republican all day. And he says, yeah, that's right. And I said, you know, in the North State, we don't typically fight like that. We don't usually have Democrats against Republicans in these huge battles. We fight about issues. We fight about what we want and what we think is right and what we think is wrong. But typically, as friends and neighbors, you usually know the other guy. And this rarely comes down to a big battle of parties here. It's more about what's right than who's right. And that's what we want to keep this. The state of Jefferson is what's right, and I really don't care who's right. We just want to win so we can be represented.
Yeah, it's a sad note in the political discourse now that everything is so adversarial when it shouldn't be. I think there's a fundamental disagreement underlying as to how I think we all want to have prosperity. I think we all want to have jobs. I think we all want to have, you know, a state that's growing in the right direction and that's taking care of its people. It's just that I think we disagree a lot of times on what the method of that is, whether government's going to solve the problem or we, the people, are going to solve the problem. And historically, what happens, the bigger, more centralized government we get, the poorer and people get poorer and poorer, and the more you spread out the government into the people and freedom, we get more and more wealth in our hands. So I think that's the fundamental argument here, and you can see it in the North State as well with the centralized California government.
Our government was established to operate from the bottom up, not the top down, and since it has gone the other way, we have been losing all the way around. We lose economically. We lose world power. We lose our influence. We lose resources. When the government tries to control everything, nothing is controlled properly. So we need to put it back in the hands of the people.
You're absolutely right. And here's another thought, too. In the North State of California, we've had an economic engine that's been on the same track literally for decades, and we've lost money year after year, decade after decade. So, you know, here's another question you can ask people. This has not worked for the last 40 or so years. So should we just keep doing it for another 100 and see if it turns out different, or should we put the train on a new track?
Well, I think the disinformation campaign is that we have been on the other track, and the denial of the fact that we've been on the same track. You know, that's really what it is at all levels, is that, you know, if you ask some of the left-wing liberal guys, you know, they're saying that all of these policies and all of this strife came about because of conservative policies, when we haven't had any conservative policies for 40 years.
Well, I mean, even if the guy's right, let's just for the sake of argument say he's absolutely, totally, and completely right. We've still been on the same course for the last 40 years, and it's not working. So let's change course and see what happens. Let's do something historic and change our lives and try a new dynamic and see what we, the people, can do with it.
Yeah, I gotta agree. If I have anything to say about the new state of Jefferson, we need to talk about sound money. I mean, from my perspective, I mean, one of the states that's doing the best is North Dakota, because they have their own bank that's not a part of the FDIC system and the Federal Reserve printing machine. And so you look at Utah, and they've made gold and silver coinage legal tender. And you're going to see them start booming even more so, because people are starting to convert. That's one of the problems, is the centralized federal government as well. And we can eliminate some of that federal control over the state of Jefferson, I believe, as well.
Well, we could, because we could hold the feds at arm's length with the 10th Amendment. In other words, we could demand as a state, which California doesn't do. California lets the feds break the law anytime they want to. But we could stand in the state of Jefferson and say, you will not come here and do business unless you have followed 100% of your own rules. Well, they don't even know what their own rules are, so that would stop about 90% of their activity.
All right, and with that, we have to go to a break, unfortunately, Mark, and we'll catch you on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. If you would like to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, I just want a place that has a Major League Baseball team, and we can play that music in the stadium. And I don't care if
okay. We
live in North Korea.
Sure.
Boy. You know, I got to say something. We're going to get back on the subject, but I got to say something about this Obamacare on this last week. You know, I am so sick of this whole thing saying it's the Republicans' fault. There's this thing going back and forth. But doesn't anybody think that the rule of law is important on this Obamacare, where somebody who's in power, King Leonardo up there, you know, can just say, hey, you don't have to do it.
But you do.
But you do. Doesn't anybody find that to be a little bit tyrannical? Am I just out in the left field?
I think you're right on, Mark.
Yeah.
You know, that's, they get to pick and choose who has to obey the law. What's wrong with this picture?
That's,
you know,
that's called tyranny.
Yeah, when Congress puts itself above the people that they are supposed to be serving, they probably need to be removed from office because they're not doing their job.
Well, and you think about who are they going to pick to be the bad guy this week, you know? I mean, oh, okay, so it's the Tea Party this year, but maybe next year it's somebody else, you know? And, anyway, going back on, let's get back on to the state of Jefferson. We wanted to talk a little bit about the territory of Jefferson. Evidently, there's people that think that we should turn this into a territory first.
Yeah, I think one of the things we need to be careful of is when people ask you to sign a petition, know what you're signing. Those people wanting the territory of Jefferson out there are not going to get you back your rights or your representation. As a territory, you're not represented at the national level, only at the state level. So if you make Jefferson a territory rather than a state, you still are not going to have any representation. So be careful, folks. Know what it is that you're signing and make sure that the people are asking you to sign tell you that they are from the State of Jefferson Action Committee.
Very good.
One more aspect of that is that the State of Jefferson, which is an Article 4, Section 3 separation, is not only spelled out very carefully in the Constitution. It's legal, it's moral, it's ethical, and it's been done before. I don't know much about the territory thing. I think you'd probably have to contact the people in charge of that to find out what that all is about. But what we're trying to do has been done before. So it's something that could be done again in theory and in practice if we do our jobs right.
So what about the naysayers, Mark? You know, I mean, let's take what Mayor Bassetti said the other day as, you know, and he has a point. I mean, there is a lot of, this is not going to be easy, and we need the approval of the state legislature, and we need the approval of the Congress. So what are the arguments? I mean, how are we going to win this thing?
Well, we have many avenues to get to the end of this road, but the first is the straight up deal, Article 4, Section 3, and that is an education job. We're interviewing PR companies in Southern California because the message has to be spread there. It has to be logical. We have to demonstrate that this is a win-win for California, and it will be, because they have a chance to divest themselves of what they see as an unfunded liability, which is the northern third of the state. And we have the opportunity to have local representation where we can craft a state that protects the rights of the individual and protects our ability to make a living for ourselves and our family. So this truly is a win-win for California, and it's up to every single one of us that wants this to spread that message and spread it correctly. And then the second avenue is lack of representation. If we get to the bottom line and we just run into the stone wall, then we have the federal lawsuit option over lack of representation and dilution of our votes, so that we can demonstrate in federal court that people in the North State literally have no representation, and we're going to need some. Once we gain that representation through a federal court process, then we go at the vote again.
Well, I think what you said really, I'm going to rephrase what you said, is that if enough people get on board with this, that's the answer. They will put pressure on the legislature in California, and they will put pressure on our congressman in Washington. So the real deal is we've got to get enough people on in the state of California on board of this. And I think, you know, we'll have the same thing that we had back in the 1800s with Manifest Destiny. You know, if we form another state based on constitutional Republican, you know, I say the Republican principles of free enterprise and, you know, following the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, I think we will have a flood of people coming back into the state here with money to turn this into a very productive place to be, live, and have work.
Well, are you kidding me? The tourist business alone, after the historic action of an Article 4 state split, the tourist business alone would keep us going for 5 years until we got industry going. I mean, I've had several businesses call me that said, God, if you get this done, I'm moving.
Well, that's the answer for the guys in Southern California too, because if we get enough conservatives in Southern California to start yelling about this, they'll all move up here, and then Southern California will have to implode if we get the state of Jefferson, because they'll have everybody down there that's taking instead of giving. Sorry, had to say it. Anyway, what else? You guys got anything to add here? Well, we got about 5 minutes left.
Yeah, real quick, Mark, at the city council meeting this week, our audience was made up almost evenly of people under 40 and people over 40. A significant number of our speakers were, in fact, very young people, 23, 24 years old. And they just did a fantastic bang-up job. Kayla Brown got a standing ovation from the crowd, nearly 300 people in that room. And so when we get the young people involved and they understand the issues, they're the ones who are going to drive this for us.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. And another thing we need to consider is when we're asking for this liberty, we're asking not for ourselves, we're asking for them. Lon and I are a couple of gray hairs, and we're not going to be around forever. So I don't want this for myself, because I'll probably pop off before you really see any tremendous dynamic shift in the world. But what I want this for is so that my son, who bailed out of Siskiyou County and is never coming back because there's no job here, I want him to have the opportunity to come back. I want our children and our grandchildren to be able to grow up here and have families and jobs and raise their children here, and their children have the same opportunity that we had. That's quite frankly why I'm in this. My liberty was given me by my father. Now it's my turn to give liberty to my son and my grandkids so that they'll have liberty as well. And that's what we need to do here. We need to do something historic. We need to start over. We need to get back to basic government.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark, you know, I know you know this. I spent 22 years in the United States Army, and I spent 16 years working in law enforcement after that. So I've pretty much spent my entire life fighting for the flag and our freedoms. And it was for these young people that are coming along behind us that I did all of that. My sacrifices were not for myself. My sacrifices were always for others. And,
right.
And I'm involved in this now. I'm continuing my fight. My 38, 40-year fight continues on to establish the state of Jefferson. I think it's the most important thing I can do with the remainder of my life.
Amen, brother.
Well, I think too, what we've got to concentrate on is the youth and the kids have been dumbed down on what the issues of freedom are and how they arrived and how they got into the country. And they've been given a line of, a bowl of lies basically on our founding fathers and our system of government to believe that government is going to be in charge. That's what we have to target. I mean, Reagan said we're only a generation away from not having our freedoms, and Hitler said you have to control the youth. So what we have to do is we have to get back to educating the children as well as, you know, moving forward, because I'm in the same boat. This is not for me. This is for my posterity, my grandkids, my great-grandkids. I want them to live in a free country, not in some socialist utopian world of hell. Can I say hell?
I guess you just did.
I just did. Yeah, sorry. Okay, so we're down to a couple minutes here. Anything to add before we lose our airtime?
Well, I just want to say this is a good thing for the state of Jefferson, that we could actually get a family unit back, like Mark was talking. Your grandkids, your kids, everybody could live in the same area, work, and prosper together instead of being spread out, not having a family unit anymore, you know. Mom and dad out of the home, no guidance, you know, back to morals.
Linda, that's the best idea I've heard. And I think one of our mottos is let's start over.
Let's start over.
Yeah. Let's get it right this time. Yeah. Absolutely. Get back to the principles. The morality is an issue. I mean, this idea that you can't legislate morality. Well, you don't have to legislate morality. We're not, you know, but the thing is,
we're not drones.
Yeah. but you can legislate immorality.
Yes.
And that's the problem. We've been legislating immorality instead of principles of freedom, which in a free society, you need to have morals.
Yep.
So. All right. So, Mark Baird, we wanted to thank you for being on the program. We're about 30 seconds left here, I think.
And we want to thank
Lon Curry.
Yep.
Oh, we got a minute left. So you guys got 30 seconds, and then we got to go. So you got something to say, Mark? And, you know, we thank you for being on the program.
One more thing. JeffersonDeclaration.net. Educate yourself, educate your friends and family in Southern California. This is an education process. If we do this right, we'll have our own state within about a year.
Very good.
All right.
Lon?
All right. I'm all for that.
All right. Very good.
Hey, folks, come to that Tea Party meeting Monday night and listen to Gary Cadd and Patrick Jones tell you what went wrong this week.
Monday night, 6 p.m., Bonneview.
Destiny Fellowship, 2570 Bonneview.
There you got it. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. By unanimous vote, the House has passed a bill to grant retroactive pay to federal employees once a government shutdown comes to an end. SRN's Linda Kenyon reports.
House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer of Maryland said retroactive pay for federal workers is the right thing to do.
Let us at least provide the dedicated, patriotic federal employees who want nothing more than to go back to work with a peace of mind that they will still be paid for their service.
Republican Harold Rogers of Kentucky agreed.
It will demonstrate that we are able to let level heads prevail and that we can unite in our responsibility to care for the hundreds of thousands of people who serve this nation day in, day out.
The agreement to pay federal workers retroactively came as the government remained shut down for the fifth day. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the sisters of a woman who was fatally shot in Washington, D.C. after trying to ram her car through a barricade say that there was no need to kill her. Amy Carey Jones.